thank you. So another thing that we're doing at UW-Madison is as part of this larger study on the dual use of Currenza, of the forage and grain use, we're looking at whether our sugars relevant for Currenza regrowth. And since this is a 5-minute presentation, I thought we should do it short and sweet.
You got an extra 30 seconds.
So what we did is we sampled some of the plots at the Arlington, Wisconsin site, where we have this study comparing different clipping treatments. We have some plots that are clipped in the spring, others that are clipped for forage in the spring and the fall, and others that are only clipped in the fall, and some control that we only harvest the grain and no forage clipping. And this is a randomized complete block design with 3 reps, and this is how the plots look after the grain harvest, the control with the high remaining hay or straw, and the one that gets the harvest of the summer and the fall. And we sample 2 40 by 40 centimeter quadrats with 10 centimeters depth to get, and we separated rhizomes, roots, and the stubble, which was basically the above ground remaining from the ground to the 5 centimeters. We weighed those, we grinded those, and then we did non-structural carbohydrate analysis. So we separated the sugars, like glucose and other of the monoses, and starch. And we were interested in looking at which are of these carbohydrates relevant for Currenza storage and regrowth. So the first thing we found is that this is roots, rhizomes, and stubble. And you have there the control versus the harvest in the summer and fall. There was no differences between the clipping treatments in any case, but the biomass of the stubble of the above ground was much larger than the roots and finally the rhizomes. And this is Currenza first year. Okay, so it was just the first year. We expect differences in the second year, and we're working on to that. The percent of non-structural carbohydrates, the first thing is starch. It's basically negligible. There is some starch in the stubble, but pretty much nothing. And the water-soluble carbohydrates, that's the sugars, those are the ones that have more relevance. There's a much higher concentration of sugars in the rhizome than in the roots or in the stubble. But when you multiply these two, biomass times percent of carbohydrates, and you get the total concentration of carbohydrates. Because there's much more biomass in the stubble, you get much more grams of sugars in the stubble than in the roots and finally in the rhizome. So it looks like the rhizomes in the first year don't contribute too much to the amount of non-structural carbohydrates. And again, starch is not very relevant that first year. When we look at the spring regrowth, the next year spring regrowth, we found that this is the length of the leaves in the spring in April, and we found that the one that didn't have a forage harvest, the control, had a faster regrowth than the one that was harvested in the summer and in the forage, and also we found that it had more biomass. So in summary, for this first year Currenza, first, starch is not very relevant. Second, the sugars, the water-soluble carbohydrates, are the more relevant storage carbohydrates. The rhizomes have higher percent, but because they have low biomass, they don't contribute that much. And we didn't find differences between forage harvest treatments. And the spring regrowth got some faster regrowth in the control. We're doing another sampling of this year, so we're going to compare the second year. We also have samples from Minnesota, from the second year in Minnesota. So hopefully we'll have a better, more fuller picture in the future. But these are some of the results we've been getting with this. So thank you very much.